This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes. The backers of an ambitious project to build a fiber optic cable between England and Japan beneath Arctic waters and in the process bring high-speed internet to Western Alaska say the undertaking has seen delays that will push the arrival of service back until at least 2016 and perhaps later. KNOM's Matthew Smith has more.
Canadian telecommunications company Arctic Fiber is running the undersea cable, but Anchorage-based Quintillion Networks is the middle-mile provider, creating several spur lines that would shoot off the main fiber backbone and connect the ultra-fast cable to telecom companies in Nome, Kotzebue, and other communities along the Bering Strait coast and the North Slope. It's commonly referred to as the Arctic Fiber Project, and it promises a big increase in internet speeds throughout Western Alaska, up to 100 gigabits per second. That's up from the 6 megabit speeds that are the fastest available in Nome and Barrow, which, for comparison, is about 0.006 gigabits per second. Quintillion CEO Elizabeth Pierce says the $650 million fiber line began mapping and surveying this summer. That will continue in 2015, with onshore landing sites being constructed this winter. But she says that's a, quote, small amount of work compared to the next phase of the project.
The major work, the horizontal directional drilling from the shoreline offshore for the spurs, and that's again to, you know, get the spurs coming into the shore buried deep and out of harm's way, that will happen next summer. Then the cable will be laid once those HDD bores are completed for the spur lines.
But the undersea cable to Japan is only part of Quintillion's bigger picture. The company is also tapping into an overland cable set to run from Prudhoe Bay on the North Slope down along the Dalton Highway and on into Fairbanks and Anchorage. That part of the project, now being built by AT&T, has also faced several delays. And until that landline is built or the cable to Japan is laid, Pierce says it's a waiting game.
Our in-service date will be the earlier of whichever one of those connection comes in into service, whether it's the Dalton Highway first, AT&T's built, or whether it's our connection to Japan first, whichever one of those comes in first, that's when we'll be able to turn up service. Either way, it's going to be into later into 2016 before we can turn up service.
Regardless of which connection comes online first, only when the undersea cable is complete will the promise of ultrafast broadband be brought to the Bering Strait. And while the date for service may be a moving target, it's not changing any plans for local Western Alaska telecoms preparing to bring Quintillion spur lines the final mile into homes and businesses. TelAlaska CEO Dave Goggins says the company is still on board to bring the fiber line into Nome, and Steve Miriam, the CEO of the Arctic Slope Telephone Association Cooperative, says the co-op worked with Quintillion this summer to build $4.5 million worth of communication shelters in Wainwright, Point Hope, and Barrow. Miriam says the co-op is confident enough in the project that they're laying out some serious money to get ready.
Definitely has legs. We've got about a $16 million RUS loan in process to upgrade our facilities onshore to take advantage of the fiber connectivity. I'll tell you this, putting in an RUS loan is not a small undertaking. It's low interest money, but it is very, very tedious and very tenuous, and it takes an incredible amount of time. We wouldn't be doing that if we didn't think this was a go.
Having already missed targeted in-service dates for 2014 and 2015, and now delayed into 2016, just when that project will go, and if it will go first through the terrestrial line or the undersea cable, are still questions that can only be answered as each part of the project inches forward. No matter how fast the fiber promises to be, the process of getting it built can seem painfully slow to many in Western Alaska. In Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.
A controversial mine near southeast Alaska's border won approval from Canada's federal government on Friday. The Kerr Sulphurets Mitchell, or KSM, project's environmental protection plan got the okay from the nation's Ministry of the Environment. The project is in northwest British Columbia, northeast of Ketchikan and east of Wrangell. The KSM is a copper, gold, and silver deposit upstream of two rivers that enter the ocean within about 50 miles of Ketchikan. Fisheries, tribal, and environmental groups in southeast Alaska oppose development, saying the mine would pollute those rivers and harm salmon and those who eat them. Opponents are asking the Obama administration to pressure Canada to use more stringent permitting standards. They're also pressing British Columbia to give the project a higher level of review. This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes.